Welcome to Advisory Insights Podcast, brought to you by Obermann Law Firm, a leading law firm serving clients across multiple industries and sectors on a local, regional, and national basis. And now, here's your host, Stuart Obermann.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Obermann Law Firm Podcast. Stuart Obermann here, your host. All right, today, I want to talk about the sale of a dental practice, DSO considerations. So it's no secret that in the first and second quarter of last year, 2023, the market turned. Interest rates went up, and the deals that we've been seeing for years have come off the table. So, you know, back in the day, if you will, you got a seller and a buyer, both doctors, doc-to-doc sale. 80% of average 3 years collections. You got an 80% corporate goodwill, personal goodwill write-offs to consider. So, but DSOs for many, many, many years have been very, very strong. And the market has changed. So I want to take a look at a couple of things. You know, one, you've got equity considerations, non-equity considerations. You've got, you know, private DSOs. You've got small DSOs. You've got mid-market DSOs. You've got large DSOs. And it really is a big, big difference because, you know, with the larger groups, if you will, and to a certain extent, some of the smaller markets, you've got sophisticated financials. You've got metrics. You've got CFOs. You've got controllers. And, you know, a lot of the mid-market to smaller DSOs, they've got, you know, hiring pressures, limited capital. They're getting pressure on, you know, skilled personnel, doctors, staff. So there's a lot of really considerations in the structure of a small, mid-market, or large DSO. And, you know, so much of these DSOs now are driven by multiples, right? Everything is multiple-based now. So, you know, you got microeconomic factors to consider where now, you know, again, back in the day, you may get 80% cash up front. You may get a 20% rollover in the DSO's equity, if you will. But the market has shifted. So now you're getting, you know, 50 or 60% cash with a substantial roll-up of equity in the DSO. So the total market has changed, but you got to look at really, I think, what's the risk versus the reward. Are you looking for long-term growth? Do you want to have a higher investment? Can you afford the portfolio? Are you ready for retirement? What's your runway for practicing? Are you done in a year or do you want to practice, you know, for another 5 or 10 years? If that's the case, a smaller cash up front and a bigger rollover into the equity of the DSO may be a good fit for you. So I think you've got to take a look at really two holdings, right? You've got the holding if you are the owner, majority owner, or even minority owner, if you will, and have an equity position in your own individual office. And you've got certain metrics to look at for that. Then you've got to look at whether or not your equity position is across the master DSO, right? So in your own practice equity position, you only have to worry about what you do, what your metrics are, what your revenue is. However, you know, if you go to the bigger market, the bigger DSO market, then you're looking at a consolidation and a financial runway from all the practices combined. Now, you just have to look at whether or not you want that kind of pressure of having your own individual office ownership where you're tied to that particular practice, or do you want across the board financial resource, if you will, and revenue distribution from all the practices? You know, example. So let's say you've got a equity position in your particular individual practice after your sale, let's say 20%, 30%, whatever it may be, 10%, that's your profit margin that you get back as a bonus at the end of the year for that particular structure. Again, depending on the DSO, small, medium, large. So your bigger DSO market may have annual distributions that are based upon the profitability of a lot of practices. They can own 10 practices. They can own 200 practices. It just really depends on what it looks like. So it's all a choice. It's all a choice of what your growth looks like, where you want to be in 5 to 10 years or a year. So there's a lot of benefits that you have to take a look at. You know, what are the owners of the DSOs? What do they do? Are they still practicing? Do they have a good, you know, capital position? What are the complexities? What are their strategic approach to understanding your practice and how you fit into this? So it really, really gets to be a very complex navigation. But those are some of the things we just wanted to point out at a very, very high level. Again, this is, you know, a two-day conversation that we just want our doctors to take a look at on a very, very, you know, small and 10,000 foot view. Folks, thanks for joining us. If you have any questions, please feel free to give us a call, 770-886-2400, or send email, Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, at obermanlaw.com. Thanks for joining us and have a fantastic day.